This year's theme for Human Rights Day is Our Rights, Our Future Right Now, demonstrating how human rights affect people across the world daily. A report by the United Nations indicates that human rights are under threat in conflict and crisis settings where violence and forced displacement occur. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the UN works to support human rights solutions that strengthen accountability, protect communities, and foster peace.
Global inequalities are running rampant and conflicts are intensifying. International law is willfully ignored. Authoritarianism is on the march while civic space is shrinking. Hateful rhetoric is fueling discrimination, division, and outright violence. And women's rights continue to be rolled back in law and practice. This year's theme reminds us that human rights are about building the future right now.
In Africa, the UN partners with national human rights institutions to help tackle violations. The United Nations Development Programme says local initiatives are key when it comes to addressing the issue. In troubled countries like Somalia, where women and girls' rights are violated, the UN says women are being supported to lead peace efforts, including assisting those facing violence, discrimination, and injustice. Guterres says the recently adopted Pact for the Future reinforced the world's commitment to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
All human rights are indivisible, whether economic, social, civic, cultural, or political. When one right is undermined, all rights are undermined. We must stand up for all rights, always. Healing divisions and building peace, tackling the scourges of poverty and hunger, ensuring health care and education for all, advancing justice and equality for women, girls, and minorities, standing up for democracy, press freedom, and workers' rights, promoting the right to a safe, clean, healthy, and sustainable environment, and defending human rights defenders as they carry out their vital work.
On the other hand, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, says by adhering to a common set of values and principles, human rights help to avoid violations, conflict, and abuses before they happen.
Today, as we mark Human Rights Day, I want to focus on what our rights mean. Human rights are about people. They're about you and your life, your needs and wants and fears, your hopes for the present and the future. A safe home, food and clean water, healthcare, education, decent work and a livable minimum wage, to live in peace, to be free to express your opinion. These are your human rights. They are about who we are and how we live.
According to a report by the Human Rights Watch, African governments were faced with threatening war crimes and humanitarian crises throughout 2023 with inadequate international assistance. The group says unaddressed historical injustices have led to widespread violation of human rights against civilians in the region. For VOA Africa, I am Moreno Jiambo in San Francisco.